The city of Bethel is asking the state's attorney general's office to look for antitrust violations in western Alaska. The Bethel City Council is concerned that there is a lack of competition in the delivered fuel market. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
The Bethel City Council is unanimously requesting that the Attorney General's office look into the operations of the Crowley Fuel Company. Councilmember Lamon Albertson.
Crowley has us where they want us. There is no competition here.
There are just two companies that deliver fuel to much of western Alaska, Crowley and Delta Western. Delta Western joined the delivery market in 2004. Their entry was part of a consent decree drafted by the Attorney General's office under Greg Renkes. At that time, Crowley was offering to buy up another competitor, Yukon Fuel. The state said a wholesale buyout would have provided Crowley with a monopoly, which is a violation of the state's antitrust laws. Instead, they worked out a deal. Crowley was allowed to buy out Yukon, but in exchange, they had to sell two barge and tug sets to Delta Western. They also had to provide Delta Western with 30% of their fuel storage space in Bethel and allow storage access to any competitors in Nome, Kotzebue, and St. Michael. The Attorney General's office said that the decree would benefit western Alaska by allowing for competition. Now, 5 years later, the Bethel City Council is doubting that's the case. Vice Mayor Dan Leinberger says their concern is about more than just high fuel prices.
The crux at hand is, do we still have a competitive market?
At the urging of Bethel and other communities in western Alaska, the House Judiciary Committee has already held hearings on the issue. Committee co-chair and Republican Jay Ramirez says the state is failing western Alaska.
There is no entity that provides specific oversight, and I personally find that to be a glaring deficiency.
Democrat Bob Herron is Bethel's representative. He says many in his district are concerned that Crowley and Delta Western aren't really trying to compete for business.
I don't think anybody's is charging collusion with the suppliers out there, but I think that what people are concerned about, and that's what I read between the lines, is sort of a lazy collusion or an indifferent collusion.
Assistant Attorney Ed Sniffen also attended the committee hearings. He says prosecuting a case without direct evidence of collusion would be difficult.
Difficult from the sense that it's hard to find a violation of state law under those kinds of circumstances.
Sniffen is the main author of the consent decree. He said his office would be willing to reopen it, but he first needs to see clear signs that it's not working.
It would be helpful if folks who are submitting requests to the Attorney General to review this decree, if they could have as specific and detailed examples of where they think competition is failing.
But Bethel's Senator, Democrat Lyman Hoffman, says it's the Attorney General's office that's in the best position to find that kind of detailed and specific information. He says the state's top prosecutors could put the issue to rest.
They need to prove that there are no gouging of the citizens of the Delta.
Crowley Fuel did not make anyone available for an interview, but Marketing Director Doreen Tasaya says Crowley would welcome a review of the consent decree. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.